This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Phone's recording must be good.
It has to be good. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma alimna ma yunfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana wa zidna ilman ya arhamar rahimeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma barik lana fi jam'ina hadha ya rabbil alameen. May Allah put barakah in this gathering. May Allah make us from the people at the end of the gathering. They will be told, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Get up, all your sins are forgiven. And not only that, all your سيئات have been switched into حسنات. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to start the... I don't want to say the word tafsir, but the main lessons that we could learn, plus detailed tafsir about Surah Yusuf. But the main thing is, ya akhwan, like we always mention, is to take these lessons and implement them in our life. Otherwise, it will be a big problem. Because the minute you listen, the minute you have been given the warning, أنتَ مسؤول. You become questioned. You cannot use the excuse, I was not told anymore. That will be not valid. So I'm going to go, for the request of the youth, I'm going to go quickly through the last week's lecture, briefly recap, summary of what we discussed, and then immediately we'll move to this week, inshallah. So we started the story of Surah Yusuf, and we said that what's special about this surah, it is the only surah that from the beginning of till the end, it's mentioning one story. Usually, like, you know, you have, for example, Surah Al-Qasas has many stories in it. You have Surah Hud, many stories in it. You see stories of Musa alayhi salam, of Lut, of Hud, they are all over. But Surah Yusuf, from the beginning till the end, is only discussing the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then we said that the timing of the revelation of this surah was when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through so much hardship. He lost his wife Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha, and he lost his uncle Abu Talib also. So he had, it was called Sanat al, the year of sorrow, the year of al-hazan, the year of sorrow. So this is when this surah was revealed. And we said, subhanallah ya akhwan, which is, we're going to need it later on in the discussion, inshallah, in a few weeks to come. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. This is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who is akram al-nas? Who is the most noble of people? He said, al-kareem, ibn al-kareem, ibn al-kareem, ibn al-kareem. Huh? Yusuf alayhi salam, al-kareem, ibn al-kareem, Yaqub, ibn al-kareem, Ishaq, Yaqub, Ishaq, ibn al-kareem, Ibrahim. Subhanallah. So this is the kareem. So as we will come and discuss soon, that subhanallah, this all this karam and all this nobility was thrown in the well. So who are you to complain when somebody insults you? Subhanallah. All this is the kareem ibn al-kareem ibn al-kareem ibn al-kareem. Subhanallah. We will come to that inshallah ta'ala. And we said, this is the last thing we discussed last week. We said that the difference between the stories of the Quran and the stories of our stories, number one, we said that they are all 100% true. They are all 100% true. They have the best morals, yani the best lessons you could take from these stories. And the most eloquent manner of presenting the stories. I could tell you a story and I made you maybe lost left and right. But these are the most eloquent stories. And finally, and this is how we ended, we said that, subhanallah, the The span of the surah of Yusuf, as we will see, the dream came at 7 years old. This is what the ulama say. Okay? At 7 years old, the dream came. He was thrown in the well at around 17, and he met his father at around 83. So a story that took around 80 years was mentioned in this surah, 80-year span. And we said that according to some of the Israeliyat from Ahl al-Kitab, that Yusuf alayhi salam lived 120 years. Then we started the surah, tafsir of the surah, with the first ayah, which starts with al-huruf al-mutaqatti'a, the broken letters, alif, lam, ra. And we said that these, only Allah knows what they mean. And we said that many scholars, they interpreted it could mean this, it could mean that. But subhanAllah, only Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala what it means. And most of the ulama said, this is a challenge for the Arab, that these are the letters of your language. Go ahead and bring us a surah, just one surah, as long as إِنَّ أَعْتَنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. Go ahead and bring one surah similar to that, using your own letters, using your own language. And this challenge up to date, nobody even tried it. And till the Day of Judgment, nobody will be ever able to fulfill it. Alif, Lam, Ra. We said that after the حروف المتقطعة, after the broken letters, you always see the Quran mentioned. Yaseen والقرآن الحكيم. Qaf والقرآن المجيد. Any kind of time, you see Alif, Lam, Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Okay? Here, Alif, Lam, Ra, تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. This, subhanAllah, this is something special here. Allah is saying تلك. تلك is محدد. Specifically, Allah is saying that this here, usually Allah starts after the broken letters with the whole Quran. Here, as if Allah is telling us in this surah, pay attention to every ayah. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. In this surah, every ayah matters. If you miss one ayah, you're going to lose a lot about the story. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ. Here, by the ayah. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ. Usually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kitab and the Quran, they alternate. They mean the same thing. Okay. Sometimes Allah uses the kitab, sometimes uses the Quran. But when the kitab is used, when the word kitab is used, kitab, شوف subhanAllah, the Quran is used, Quran or kitab. Because Quran, it is read a lot. Yeah? Because يقرأ كثيرا. And the kitab, when someone wants to show you a proof, right? If I tell you something, it's not as strong as you see it written, right? Oh, look, it's written. So here, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ. What I'm telling you is maktub from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's 100% recorded. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. This kitab, ya ikhwan, is mubeen. Very clear. Very clear book. What does mubeen here mean? You see, this is something that we as born Muslims, most of us, if not all of us, we do not, we take it for granted that the Quran is right there, one Quran, similar, whether you're from Pakistan, from India, from Egypt, from anywhere, it's the same Quran. We do not appreciate that. We take it for granted. Subhanallah. Do you know that the Catholics, the Protestant, and all the sects, they have different Bibles. Different Bibles. We are so blessed that this Quran is mubeen, is clear. This Quran is clear. This is one point. Second point. A lot of people say, you know, it's very hard to understand this Quran, especially the brothers who are born Arab or their mother tongue is Arab. They say it's not easy to understand the Arab, the Quran. So Allah is saying, no, this kitab is mubeen. Don't give me that excuse. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran is muyassar. It's very easy, it's very clear. It should be understood. Otherwise, listen carefully to this point. If the Quran was not clear, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He would have came. This is the Quran and this is the tafsir of the Quran. Right? Right? If it was not clear, is it possible Rasulullah would come up with the Quran and tell us, go figure it out? Does the Khatib, after he finished, we tell him, please explain to us what you're saying, tell us, interpret? No, why? It's easy to understand. Similarly, if you understand the Arabic language, if you study or dedicate a little bit of the time to the Arabic language, this Quran will be mubeen, will be very clear, will be very, very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the origin of this Quran, similarly, mubeen means that the origin of this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا ريب فيه. There's no doubt about it. Sit down and study and bring all your technology and all your scholars and sit down and try to find one contradiction. You will not be able to find any contradictions in the Quran. Do your best. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Sit down and bring all your information, all your knowledge. You will not be able to find one contradiction in the Quran. And they tried. They tried very hard. And if you are not knowledgeable, at least for basic knowledge about the Quran, you might fall into the trap of the people when they tell you, oh, your Lord said here this and he said here that. What is that? If you go and say, wow, you know what, you're right. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble. If something happens like that to you, you tell him, listen, I have no doubt in my heart that there's nothing wrong with the Quran. I will get back to you. But don't tell him you're right ever, because they're not right. لا ريب فيه. There's no contradiction. There's no doubt in this book at all. This should be, especially my young brothers here, this should be your aqidah. This should be your creed. There's no doubt in this book. Even maybe I do not understand, maybe I cannot answer you right now, but I'll get back to you. And I'm 100% sure, just like you see me, just like you hear me, I have no doubt that this Quran has no contradiction whatsoever. How could it be has contradiction and it's revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How? Impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alif lam ra, تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going ayah by ayah. إنا, Allah is using the word إنا. إنا is we, plural, right? إنا. And then after that we're going to see the ayah. نحن نقص عليك. How come? Subhanallah. In the Arabic language, for example, even in our day right now, if the king comes out with some laws, he does not say, I came out. We say, we, the king, even though he's one, he used the term we. So the term we is for veneration, for ta'zim. Inna anzalna, we have sent down this book. So inna, nahnu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses them in when he is mentioning the creation, when he's mentioning something great, he mentions the plural. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he wants to calm down Musa when he was scared in the desert, what did he say? Innani anallah. Allahu Akbar. He did not say innani nahnu Allah. No, he did not say plural. He said innani أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. He used the word أنا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word أنا. And when he is talking about creations and I'm talking about something great, akhirah and threatening, it comes in the word, in the plural. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إنا أنزلناه. What's the difference between أنزل and نزل? We have seen in the Quran that both terms are used, both verbs are used, anzala and nazzala. For example, in Surah Ali Imran, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Second ayah, third ayah. What did Allah say? نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل. So what's the difference between نزل and أنزل؟ Okay, excellent. نزل is gradual. The Quran was gradual, right? أنزل is one shot. That's why إن أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. On the night of ليلة القدر, the Quran, the whole Quran was revealed to the لوح المحفوظ. Then from the لوح المحفوظ نزل over 23 years. Is it clear? أنزل one shot. التوراة الإنجيل came one shot. نزل gradual certain آيات, certain incidents at over the period of 23 years. This book, يا أخوان, وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك. سبحان الله. This book has been revealed to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from رب العالمين. To which part of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? It came to the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. What does that mean, يا أخوان? That mean if you want to have the Quran change your life, if you want to benefit from the Quran, you have to read it with your heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, subhanallah, many of us, their main language is not Arabic. Even if you listen to the Quran, you feel something. I can't read Arabic. I'm not an Arab. Still, listening, you will benefit. Reading, you will benefit. And both listening and reading should lead you to understand and implement. And like we said before, and we will repeat it inshallah because of the circumstance, there's difference between fahm and tadabbur. There's difference between understanding and pondering. Fahm, I understand what it means. We gave an example. For example, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Or, let me give you an easier one. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whomsoever, the understanding part is, whomsoever obey Allah and His Prophet, he is the winner. He is in complete victory. This is the fahm, understanding. What does tadabbur, pondering, mean? How does this ayah apply to my life? This is tadabbur. Am I really obeying Allah and His Prophet? There's a difference between understand and ponder. The Quran, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُ. The Quran was not revealed only to understand, but to ponder. How does this ayah apply? Where am I when Allah said, do not backbite? Where am I from that? When Allah said, أَنفِقُوا, spend. I understand. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنفِقُوا. Oh, you believe, spend. Okay, where am I from spending? Where am I from spending? I'm sure all of you today, tonight, you know, most of you got the link for our brother Tahir. GoFundMe for Tahir. How many of us immediately went and said, you know what, this was one of us, it could be my turn tomorrow, let me just give anything. Ya akhwan, do not delay. You're coming next. You're next. I'm next. And then maybe somebody would start something for us and then same thing. Subhanallah. Anfiqu. So this is tadabbur. What am I going to do about this? Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin, inna anzalnahu qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. The word arabiyyan, qur'anan arabiyyan, is mentioned in the Qur'an how many times? Anybody knows? Brother said five, anybody going for six? 11 times. 11 times. Qur'anan arabiyyan, 11 times mentioned in the Qur'an. Tayyib. Why arabiyyan? Some people might say, I'm not an Arabi, how can I understand this? You know, some people use this. But subhanallah. There are books of translation. The books of translation that we see around and we have and we give to non-Muslim or to a person that does not speak Arabic, these are not considered Quran. You could touch it without wudu, right? But you cannot call it Quran. This is a translation. It will never, ever become a Quran. This is just a translation. No matter, you see, let's say I just took my Shahada and I'm 70 years old and I'm Chinese. It's very hard for me to learn the Arabic language. Still, in the Salat, I cannot say, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most graceful. I cannot. It has to be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If it's very hard for me to say the Fatiha and the Surah, especially at Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, say Subhanallah walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. But don't speak your language when you're reading the Qiyam and in the Ruku' Subhan Rabbi Azim, oh Ya Allah, may you be glorified. No. It's Arabic. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. Especially when it comes to the recitation of the Quran, it has to be in Arabic. That's why, Ya Akhwan, Allah Ya Akhwan, we just mentioned about fitya for our children. Subhanallah. The first batch graduated last year, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We should be so lucky and so blessed to know that this is offered in our neighborhood, in our masjid right there. I don't have to travel to Irving or to this or to here. Subhanallah, right here. And still I'm not dedicating any time. We started first, this is only for the Huffaz. Then we found out there's a lot of need in the community. We made it for everybody. Ya Akhwan, it's right here, 2 hours, 4 hours, 4 days a week. To understand the Quran, to understand the stories of the Quran. This is a book that Allah decreed to be in Arabic. What does it mean when we say the Quran is in Arabic? Allah, the Quran, as people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that the Quran is Kalamullah, right? What does Kalamullah mean? It means that Allah said, Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al mubin. Right or wrong? Allah said these words. Allah said these words. These are the words of Allah. So He chose. Could it possibly be He chose a weak language? Read a book on any language. Get a book in English that is written 700 years ago. You will not be able to read it without a translator. But the Arabic language, it's so eloquent, so strong. Bring any book of Arabic from any year. Still the same language, nothing has changed. Nothing has been upgraded, updated. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. Why? La'allakum ta'qilun. So you can understand. So you can understand this book and implement this book. Qur'anan Arabiyan. Let's dedicate a little bit of our time to understand this language chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers, their language is the Arabic. Wallahi, how much reward you would get if you see there is a lot of non-Arab around you. How about, we make mu'akhat. Every brother who knows Arabic will take a brother who does not know Arabic and tell him, listen, I want to meet with you 1 hour a week. A week, 1 hour. Wallahi, akhwan, why not? All we are good at, Habibi, hugs and kisses, we stand next to each other. Brother, help me with the Arabic language. Wallahi, I have no time. What kind of love is this? What kind of brotherhood is this? Huh? What kind of brotherhood is this? What is this? I love you, brother. Please, can you teach me Arabic? Wallahi, no time, ya akhi. What kind of love is this? Ya akhi, do it as a form of investment. Invest. Sah wa la, ya akhwan. You're investing. Every time this brother recite the ayat, understand, you will be getting the ajr. Do it, be selfish, ya akhi. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for him. Do it for yourself. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing it now. I'm teaching you all. Nobody comes to me after. No, wallahi, ya akhwan, this is serious. Wallahi, everybody, just all my Arab brothers, alhamdulillah, 1 hour a week, it's not going to kill you. As a matter of fact, if you do that, Allah will put barakah in your time, inshallah. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ كِتَابًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. I promised you that I would finish in 15-20 minutes, so you could always keep coming and understanding and listening, inshallah ta'ala. So I will finish right here. Trust me, the jewels and the beautiful diamonds, they're coming up every week, inshallah ta'ala. So keep coming. It's an amazing, and when I'm preparing, I'm falling in love with the surah. It's amazing, the lessons you need to learn. We need them so much. And like we said last week, anytime you're going through difficulty, anytime you're going through hardship, open the Quran and read Surah Yusuf. If that was good for Rasulullah SAW to calm him down, it should be good for you. It should be good for you. Subhanallah. Allah chose it to calm his most beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it should be good for us. Way good for us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Tayyib. Tomorrow is what?
Friday.
MashaAllah. Allah. Everybody's prepared, mashaAllah. Everybody's did their homework, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow is the beginning of the three white days. Three white days. 13, 14, and 15 off. Which month are we in? This is the easiest month to remember. Just after Ramadan, right away. Shawwal. So, most of you, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, maybe they finished their 6 days. But some of us have not finished their 6 days yet. So, this is a great opportunity. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know it's a weekend, but the more, inshallah ta'ala, you suffer, the more you will be rewarded. So do those 3 days, and you could do double intention, inshallah. Intention that is Shawwal, and intention that is the three white days, and bi-ithnillah, you will get both rewards. So you get three out of the way, all you have is three left. But don't delay so much, because 13 days are gone. So to get that beautiful ajr, imagine ajr of 1 year of fasting, 1 year of fasting, just to 6 days, that's it, 6 days. Like one of the brother Abdulaziz yesterday, he said in the Jazair, they call them Sitta Sabirin. They call them the 6 days of the patient people, because they are very hard, even though 30 were very easy. But those 6 days, they are very hard, because why?
Shaitan is out.
Shaitan is out. The shaitan is released. And he's going to come and tell you, don't listen to Ba'jur. Don't listen to Ba'jur, ya akhi. Eat, drink. Ramadan is over. This, you're not going to be questioned about. This is extra. This is bonus. Forget it. Nobody's fasting. Don't fast. But you have a choice. Either you listen to Shaitan or listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, may Allah make us from the people who listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please come to Fajr in Jama'ah. Fajr in Jama'ah tomorrow, Friday. The most beloved Salah to Allah is the Salah of Jumu'ah in Jama'ah. Fajr of Jumu'ah in Jama'ah. Fajr is at 5:30. See you all there. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.